Of course, he's like, honey, don't freak out, but there's an active shooter in the building.
Cece, who did not want to give her last name, got that news in a phone call from her husband, a retired Marine and Iraq War vet who's now a disaster preparedness specialist.
My husband came home from Iraq with a TBI and a seizure disorder, and I was just so scared that he was going to have a seizure, and his dog, who alerts to seizures, was going to start barking and the shooters would find them.
Fortunately, Cece's husband was evacuated to a parking garage and is okay. She says their thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those who lost their lives. Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.